You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Now today we're going through our second week of our series called Set Apart. And as what you, and I listened to Pastor Ryan's message sa YouTube natin, no, sa TV natin sa YouTube. And really a powerful message of who God is, that God is holy, right? When pag pinagdikit mo yung holiness natin sa holiness ni God, parang it's no comparison, it's a joke to even say I'm holy in light of a holy God. And that's who God is. In fact, in Isaiah 6, He was pictured as so holy that the angels would cover their eyes and cover their feet when flying because they couldn't stand the presence of a holy God and they can't look in the eyes of the holy God. And I do hope na ganun yung ano natin, no? Ganun yung tingin natin kay God, because God is a holy God. You don't go to church unprepared. You don't go and pray like, you know, big bro, ganyan. He's not big bro. He's God. He's holy. He's majestic. We need to be in awe of Him. There must be a sense of holiness when we come before the presence of God. And I know God is a friend. And God tells us that He is a friend of sinners. But at the same time, He is a holy God. And so I hope we understand our position when we come before the presence of this holy God. And that was our message for last week, that God is holy. That's what we want to start off. That's the starting point of our series. Because in the next 3 weeks, what we want to do naman is to look at that. This is God. He is holy. And God declares in Scripture that we are made holy. Holy din daw tayo. Now, parang pagka naisip mo, ha, holy din ako? Parang, holy nga ba talaga ako? Okay? Pwede bang audience participation? Sino sa inyo dito, holy kayo? Taas niyo ang kamay niyo. Right? O yung katabi niyo mukhang nahuli. Okay? Yeah? Sorry, raise of hands. Sino holy dito? Taas ang kamay. Mga holy people. Okay? Holy people. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3. Okay? We have 20. Okay? Around 20, maybe 20 who are proud enough to say they're holy. Okay. Who said they're holy. And there are others who are not sure. And there are others who won't raise their hands because they're not actually listening. Okay, so, but majority or 90 to 95% when people are asked if they are holy would not raise their hands. Why? It's awkward to raise your hands if you know who you are, right? Oh, kagabi lang, nagkasigawan kami. Tataas ang holy. Hindi naman ako holy. Di ba? Actually nga, pag Sunday, wala ngang red light sa akin sa stoplight. Di ba? Kasi nga, wala namang kotse. Di ba? So parang, ngayon, tatanong mo, holy, mukhang di ako holy. I'm not that holy. In fact, ngayon nga, nasaran ako, naasar ako sa ashes, ginanong ko. So parang, I don't know if I'm holy. And so, it's hard for you to say if you're really holy. Am I right? Now, here's the problem. God says we are holy, but we have a hard time accepting it. And if we have a hard time accepting it, what happens? Dahil hindi mo ma-accept na holy ka, kasi holy people do holy things. If you see yourself as holy, you start to do holy things. But if you can't even say and profess and confess and declare I am made holy, how can I do holy things? Kaya nga pag may ginawa ka mabuti, minsan parang, bigay ako, Lord, ha? Di ba? Proud ka pa, eh, di ba? Lord, ha? Tinulong ka yung matanda, ha? Di ba? Lord, ha? Mabait akong asawa. And we take pride in those. Why? Because we think it's not who we are. But if it's who you are, you don't take pride in it. Why? Because it's who you are. And that's why a lot of people, they can't move on and they can't get past sin is because they think they're not holy. And if you're not holy, you're unholy. So unholy people do unholy things. And that's a hard starting point to say I'm not that holy, right? Yung asawa ko may sinabi sa akin, no, and lagi niya to sinasabi just to remind me to be humble. Meron daw kasi akong sakit at saka yung mga kapatid kong sakit. Ang sakit daw namin BSS. Ano yung BSS? Believe sa sarili. No? Ibig sabihin noon, kasi nung bata kami, wala na sinabi yung magulang namin, gwapo-gwapo niyo, cute-cute niyo talaga. So we believe in that statement, okay? I can't say it's the truth, but in that statement, no? So bata, gwapo ka, cute mo. Yeah? Pag nasa divisoria kami, naglalakad kami, cute. And I'm serious. Okay, I'm serious. We thought we are all of us. And the problem is now, almost all of us are overweight now, and we still look at the mirror and... Sabi ko nga sa misis ko, kung di ako bilib sa sarili ko, baka hindi na kita nakuha. Kasi makapal lang talaga mukha ako. No? And because we were thought that way, so we were programmed that way, we start living that way. Kaya may angas. Kaya ngayon, pag-apat kami, sabay-sabay, papasok dyan. Hindi nga kami kasya eh. Para, bro. Yeah. Pero yung lakad na, yung pinalaki kaming parang, pogi kayo. Yeah. Kahit makapalkilay mo, pogi ka. Yeah. Diba? So medyo ganun yung mindset. Now, God has redeemed us. Me, I don't know about the others, but God has redeemed me in a way, but sometimes it still comes out. But what I'm saying is, because it was programming us that the C is like this, if you're a C kid, you're like this, we start doing things that way. We're confident. We go out. We sell tela to others. Diba? And they should say yes. Right? We expand our businesses. Why? We were programmed that way. May bilib sa sarili. Right? Which is actually very destructive. Buti na lang sinave kami ni Lord. Right? Why? Because we knew we were like that. So it is hard to do holy things if you think you're not holy. Di ba? Awkward, parang, whoa. Di ba? Pag may ginawa ka, yeah, parang feel na feel mo. Yung pala dapat, natural na ginagawa mo. Kaya maraming Kristiyano, hirap sila. Di sila maka-move on nga dahil nga they think they're not holy. But God declared we're holy. Now, the question is, what did it took to make me holy? Or some of us, your question might be, how can I be holy when I don't feel holy? Or some are saying, isn't it too proud if I say that I'm holy when I know all the things that I've done and still say I'm holy? Now, let's look at Scripture today in Romans 5. And we'll be going through the book of Romans kasi the whole 4 weeks. No? So we'll look at now Romans 3, 4, 5. I'll jump from one chapter to the other to drive home the point. In Romans 5, it says there, since therefore we now have been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we may now receive reconciliation. Dati raw, kaaway natin si Lord, hindi tayo holy. Pinagbati tayo ni God through Jesus Christ and said, we are now reconciled. Bati na raw tayo, close pa. You're reconciled with God. It means the only way to be reconciled with God is for you to be holy. Imagine Adam when he ate the fruit. God says, depart from me because you've sinned. And the only way to be reconciled is to be made holy. Hirap nun ha. So dapat wala akong kasalanan para okay ako kay Lord. Pero sabi ngayon sa Romans, dahil sa ginawa ni Lord, ni-reconcile niya tayo sa Kanya. So now we are holy and we can stand in the presence of the Holy God without dying. That's why when you worship, nakita mo ba habang nagwo-worship ka may namatay ba? Parang, oh, itong service ilan namatay? Wala, di ba? Why? We can stand now because of the grace of God. Because God has made us holy. And God is extending the grace so that we can start being holy, so that we can do holy things. I'll explain that later on. Now, what this verse tells us is that we are already holy. So you're holy, so you do holy things. Sabi ko nga, kung sa kids church, ang point ko, be do. Okay? You be holy, so you do holy. God made you holy, so you start doing holy things. Most of us, we think in a different way. We think, do-be-do-be-do. I do holy things, so I'll be holy. No, you're holy, that's why you do holy things. And we'll talk about that in the next 3 weeks because we cannot explain the whole thing in just a 45-minute preaching. So you cannot be absent next week or you'll be unholy. But don't be absent next week because it's a run-through of the whole book of Romans. Now, how in the world did that happen, that I made holy? Even though if I feel I'm not holy. Yeah? Madideclare ko holy ako. How in the world would that happen? Here's a word that theologians use, and I want you to learn this word and love this word. Not because theologians use it, you don't use it. You can actually use this word. It's the word justification. Pakisabi nga, justification. Okay? Mukha lang siyang malalim, pero hindi siya malalim. Nakaka-overwhelm lang. Hindi dahil malalim yung meaning niya, kundi dahil sa ginawa ni Lord. And let me explain to you what justification is. Sabi kanina sa binasa natin sa Romans 5, we have been justified by His blood. No? Dahil daw sa dugo ni Lord, na-justify tayo, lahat ng kasalanan natin may nagbayad. Justice was served. Not because we died for our sin, but somebody died for our sin. We are justified by His blood. That's in Romans 5:9. Now, ano ibig sabihin ng justification? Justification is a legal standing with God, okay, that I could stand legally in the sight of God based upon Christ's resurrection and our faith in Him. Dahil naniwala tayo na si Jesus pinadala ni Lord dito sa earth para magpakamatay sa kasalanan ko, kaya ako na-justify. Yung Greek word na ginamit ni Paul dito, yung since we have been justified by His blood, comes from the Roman legal courts, meaning to declare us righteous. We were declared righteous. May kasalanan ka, pinatawad ka, dineclare ka pang righteous. Iba yun, ha? Iba yung pinatawad ka lang, iba yung sinabi, righteous ka. And that is the word justification. When the Bible talks about Jesus, God justifies us, He does not just forgive our sin, He declares us righteous. Wala pa tayong ginagawa. Kakalinis lang ng kasalanan mo, sinabi pa niya, righteous ka na. So this is what justification is. If you believe in Jesus, it means God credits Christ's righteousness as belonging to us. So see, Jesus, who has no sin, became sin for us, and His righteousness, binigay niya sa atin. So si Jesus, holy, ikaw, makasalanan. Pinatawad niya kasalanan mo, tapos sabi ni Jesus, ito, bigay ko sa iyo yung righteousness ko. Ano yun? Parang may pumasok. Parang ganun yung dating. I gave you my righteousness. It's called imputed, in-impute sa'yo. Nilagay sa'yo, in-input sa'yo yung righteousness. Parang in-injection ka ng DNA, ng code. That you are now righteous. Now, let me explain further. In Romans 4, verse 5, and to the one who does not work, but believes in Him, who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Ang tao daw na hindi nagtrabaho, pero naniwala sa ginawa ng trabaho ni Lord sa cross, sabi doon, he is justified. The ungodly. Sino dito ungodly? Yan, mabilis tumasang kamay, di ba? Ako yan. Pastor, ako yan. Proud of it. Diba? So, we're ungodly and we were justified by God. Dineclare daw tayong righteous ni Lord. Righteous means walang kasalanan. We were declared righteous even though we're ungodly. Why? Is it because we're good? No. The Bible says, to the one who does not work, yung iba kasi would work. Church ako. Papagupit na ako. Yung tattoo kong tiger, gagawin ko ng Garfield. So, ganon. External. Gagawin ko lahat para patunayan nagbago na ako. Sabi ni Lord, hindi mo kailangan ng work. First step is for you to believe. Work follows when you believe. Okay? Doing is not a step. Doing is the natural thing of someone who believes. So if you believe that I died for your sin and I put the righteousness of Christ in you and now you're holy, you'll start to do holy things. I'm not saying you'll not sin anymore, but you start thinking more of as a child of God who lives for Christ and not for yourself. So his faith is counted as righteousness. So pag naniwala ka doon, yung iba kasi ayaw maniwala, hindi totoo yan. Kailangan kong bang saktan sarili ko. Lord, ha, kita mo na. or pag naging born again ka, hindi na sina, hindi, Lord, magbi-ministry ako. Lord, gagawin ko lahat. Tatayo ako foundation, tutulong ako sa mahirap. Gagawin ko lahat para lang patunayan na righteous ako. Sabi niya, ay, hindi counted yun. Counted pag naniwala ka sa ginawa ko. Right? Now, in verse 23, sabi niya, ano ibig sabihin ng counted? But the words it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone. Hindi lang para sa'yo, but also for ours also. Lahat tayo. Kailangan natin makuha to. For us to be holy, we have to understand this. It will be counted to us who believe in Him, who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up our trespasses and raised for our justification. Sabi niya, dahil sa ginawa ni Jesus, who was delivered on the cross for our trespass, ibig sabihin, dahil daw sa kasalanan natin, nagpakamatay si Jesus sa cross, and was raised up, resurrected, for what? Our justification. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Grabe, yung Romans kasi ang pinaka-theological book sa buong New Testament. No? So, bear with me here. No? Because it is important and every Christian needs to know this. Sabi ni Paul, kaya nung na-resurrect si Jesus, it's actually for our justification. Kasi pag si Jesus hindi nag-resurrect, eh yung manok natin, wala na, talo tayo. Walang ma-forgive, walang ma-justify. But Jesus was raised for our justification. In Romans 5:19, for by us one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. So by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Naalala niyo si Adam? Kinain niya yung ano? Yung guava? Diba? Pagkain niya ng guava, ano sabi? One man's sin made us all sinners. Kaya nga sabi, diba, namana na natin kay Adan yan. Kaya lahat tayo makasalanan, wala naman nagtuturo, tama? Nobody taught us how to sin. We just sin. Why? It's our nature. It's who we are. I have a son, 1 year, 8 months, 9 months. Or basta 1 year, right? Magtutu, okay? Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up? You're now one. Two. Diba? So, okay, so, si Isaiah, kunyari, kukunin mo. Diba? No, don't do that, Isaiah. Okay? Oh, who taught you that? WWE? No, we don't watch WWE. Ba't siya na napak? Sino nagturo? Wala. Right? May gustong gawin. No, don't do that. I'm not teaching that. Yeah, might. Okay. But not me, right? But it is their nature to sin. You don't have to teach kids would sin, right? It is our nature. Sa mga naniniwala pa sa innate goodness ng mga tao, please lang. Kung naniniwala kayo doon, huwag na kayo maglagay ng pintuan sa bahay. Huwag na kayo tumulong sa mga mahirap dahil may tutulong dyan. But it's not. Right? All of us by nature were evil. Sabi sa Bible. That's who we are. Okay? Minana natin kay Adam, pero sabi ni Jesus, may good news. But by one man's obedience, the many, not all, but the many will be made righteous or without sin, or in another word, holy. Isang kasalanan ni Adam, sin entered the world. Sa isang act ni Jesus on the cross, righteousness came into the world. Okay? So it's not because of what I did that made me righteous, it's what Christ did for me that made me righteous. So anong ibig sabihin ng justification based on this? Justification kasi is much more than, ano, hindi ako, parang hindi ako nagkasala. Hindi. Ang justification, ibig sabihin, nagkasala ako, pinatawad ako, pero hindi pa tapos. In English, wait, there's more. I am declared holy. That's justification. Okay? Example, binata ka, hiniram mo, ay, hindi hiniram, tinakas mo yung kotse ng tatay mo na paborito niyang kotse. Nag-drive ka gabi, 1 a.m., bilis ng drive mo, nabangga. Pagbangga sa patay tayo kay tatay. Umuwi ka ng bahay, pag-uwi mo ng bahay, nandun yung tatay, nag-aantay sa gate. Paglabas mo, sabi mo, pa, gusto ko lang sabihin ng, tahan, anak. Ako nang bahala dyan. Halika dito. Bakit tay? Bait-bait mo? That's justification. Really. This is the way I could explain it. I have sinned. My dad forgives me and pays for the damage of the car. And says to me, bait-bait mo? That's why you cannot explain justification. What I mean, you cannot explain. I just explain it. What I'm saying is, parang, oh, gagawin ni Lord yun. Makasalanan ako, pinatawad ako. Hindi lang ako pinatawad kasi iba ganun eh. Pinatawad na kita. Oh, quit sa tayo ah. May utang ka sa akin. Pinatawad kita. Hindi, kay Lord, alika dito. Beat-beat mo, cute-cute mo. Gusto na kitang dalhin sa langit. Diba? Parang ganun. Yan ang justification. Alright? I go and prepare a place for you, sabi niya sa John. Diba? That's justification. And people cannot take that. Why? It's too good to be true. But I'm telling you, justification is what made sila Joe DeMango, sila Bing, to go to Australia and make their backyard into a church. Because they've experienced something that you cannot buy. I am forgiven, and not only forgiven, I'm declared righteous. It's why we have missionaries in Afghanistan. It's why we have pastors who lay down their life and quit whatever they're doing for this. That's why we have volunteers who are busy but keeps on volunteering, and you cannot stop them, not because volunteering is fun, but because of justification. It makes me last long in doing what I do because I've been justified by God. Hindi lang ako pinatawad, sinabi pa, I'm made righteous. Sa economic term, bankrupt. Lahat daw tayo, bankrupt ang bankrupt. Ibig sabihin, wala ka ng pera. No money to show, no money to shell out. You're bankrupt. Now, I won't ask who's bankrupt here, right? But what it means is, I'm bankrupt and in debt. Ang dami kong utang. Somebody paid for my debt. And not only that, but after paying for my debt, sabi niya, actually, ito pera. Bilyonaryo ka na ngayon. That's justification. Not only am I not poor anymore, I'll never be poor again. Because somebody just gave me ₱1 billion. And I don't know what to do with it. That is justification. It means I'm morally bankrupt, the worst of sinners. Devoid of any decent moral qualities. And God forgives me and tells me, bait-bait mo na. Cute-cute mo. Justification. It's a powerful word. I am justified. When you say I'm justified, I'm not only forgiven, I'm declared holy. So it doesn't matter if I don't feel holy. The Bible says, if you believe that God made you holy, it is credited to you as righteousness. Because once you start believing it, you start doing holy things. Romans 3:10, this is how we were described. As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside, together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. That's who we are, according to the Bible. So nandito tayo, ginastify tayo. Yan tayo, tapos sabi ni Lord, di ka dito, bait-bait mo. You cannot explain. That's how good God is. God has extended grace and mercy to justify us from our sin. And that's why we have to be reminded of that every day. That's the only way para hindi ka yumabang. To be reminded of what Christ did for us on the cross. What else do you mean when you say you're justified? You're not only justified from sin, but it means you have been saved from God's wrath. Okay? Romans 5:9, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? When we sin, tandaan nyo, no? Si Lord, ang tingin niya sa kasalanan, intense yan eh. Galit yan sa kasalanan. Sino sa inyo nakanood kayo ng mga YouTube videos ngayon, di ba? Yung babaeng tumalon sa kotse, nung nakahubad kasi nire-rape siya. Di ba, pag napanood mo yan, anong feeling mo? Nasar ka, di ba? Ngayon, may suspect na, di ba? Parang, mahuli yan. Galit na galit ka, di ba? Kahit hindi mo naman kaano-ano yung babae. Eto tayo, ha, na hindi tayo, we are capable of doing evil, but we're mad when somebody does that. When there's injustice, imagine more God. who is righteous and just. And there is no injustice in him. When he sees something happens, may intense hatred and wrath towards sin. And that's what Paul wrote here. Sabi niya, pag ginastify ka, you are saved from the wrath of God. Ikala ko ba si God grace, but may wrath. Ibig sabihin niyan, lahat tayo deserving of God's wrath. But because we believe in not work, God has extended grace upon us. You get it? But if you choose not to bow down before Jesus, God has every right to pour out His wrath on us. Yan ang grace. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng grace. Okay. Right? John 3:36. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God rests upon him. You see it all throughout Scripture. Grabe, pag nagbasa ka ng Old and New Testament, maano ka sa holiness ni Lord. Nalalan niyo si Uza? Si Uza yung nagkarga ng Ark of the Covenant. Yung Ark of the Covenant, yan daw yung container kung nasaan yung presence ni Lord. Bawal hawakan yan. Dahil hindi nila finalo yung rules and regulation kung paano hawakin yung Ark of the Covenant, nanalo ang Israelites and David was leading the parade and Uza was like dancing. Diba? God is good. Para basta lumang kanta. Okay, so kumakanta sila. Isa sobrang enjoy nila sa kakakanta nila na pahulog yung Ark of the Covenant. Si Uza, buti na lang alert, hinawakan yung Ark. Paghawak sa Ark, patay. Sabi ni David, Lord naman, nanalo tayo. Ba't mo pinatay? And God says, did I not say, do not touch the Ark of the Covenant? That was Old Testament. New Testament, the same way. Herod was speaking, and the people says, he speaks like God. And Herod said, like. God kills him on the spot. Ananias and Sapphira gave to every nation building phase two. And when asked how much was the amount, they gave double the amount of what they just gave. Nagsinungaling. On the spot, pinatay. God is holy. He has every right to do that to us. And that's why I say, when we come here and worship God, grace is extended. We all deserve the wrath of God. Who am I to question God's judgment? I am deserving of that. And Paul was saying, but if you believe in Jesus, the wrath of God would not come upon you. It would not. And so what that means is, even as I preach today, do I have the right to preach to you? In my own righteousness, I don't have the right. But because of God's justification, I can come and preach the word. Why? Because it's not about me. It's about God extending that grace to us. So He saves us from the wrath of God. Okay? So gusto ko lang i-balance, no? Kasi minsan feeling natin si Lord masyadong chummy. No, God is holy. We have to understand that. We're happy when God blesses, but when God judges, we question. Pansin niyo ba yun? Ayaw nating sabihin, judgment ni God. Paka-hater tayo pag sinabi. But we have the gall to say God blesses, but we question when God judges. Sabi ko nga, pag nag-judge siya, it's because we deserve it. But when He blesses, it's because His grace was extended to us. Okay? Let me go to point three, para mas ma-appreciate natin yung sinasabi ko. No? Kasi parang, katakot naman to. Okay, let's go to thirdly, justified means we have been reconciled with God. In Romans 5, it says, for if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. What Paul was saying here was, Paul explained how men declared war on God. Ganun tayo eh. We're enemies of God. We're not friends. We're enemies. God, today, babakasyon ako. Hindi kita kailangan ngayon. Kakasala ako. Yung word mo, old passion. We declared war on God. Right? We do that when we sin. We declare war on God. Di ako mag-charge. Bakit? Di ko feel. We declare war on God. Right? And we do these things, and even if we declare war on God, ano sabi ni Paul dito sa Romans? We deserve to be condemned. But God did not declare war on man. Instead, He said, I'm bringing the peacemaker because I want to be reconciled with you. Yan yung mga hindi natin maintindihan kay Lord. In short, sinasabi ni Lord, I have every... Ganun na. Alam niyo yung mga anak natin, di ba? Pagka, lalo na nung 6 years old, tapos pumapalag. Di ba? Ano, daddy, sundukan. Sure ka. Di ba? Parang ganun eh. Di ba? Parang, alam mo, alinga, Jollibee na lang tayo. Sige, isa pang chicken joy. Di ba? Lumalambot. Ganun ginawa ni Lord eh. Lumalambot tayo pag in-extend niya yung grace. Kasi, akala ko makibag labang, hindi pala, no? We declared war. God did not declare war. He said, I'm sending my son Jesus to reconcile us. Even though you don't want to be reconciled, I'll pursue you. That is justification. Ibig sabihin, I'll forgive you and we'll be tight. We'll be close. Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Tingnan niyo yung verse, no? Since we have been justified, justification, by faith, not by works, by faith, I believe in what Christ did. He saved me. He justified me. He reconciled me. I'm justified by faith. What happens? He sends the peacemaker so that we can have peace with God. Therefore, I can call God Abba Father. And I can come into His presence. Dahil ang bait-bait niya. So why are we talking about justification? Because again, this is the starting point. You miss this, you'll miss everything. Okay? Because the only way to move forward to holiness is to look back on what Christ did for us on the cross. Ulitin ko, ha? The only way to move forward in your life as a Christian is not to say, you know, I'll start doing. No, no. It's to look back and say, God, grabe, sinave mo ako. Lord, you love me, you saved me, you reconciled me to you even though I did not deserve it. When I made war against you, you brought peace. That is what would make me do holy things. Right? Sipin mo, no? Pag ang motivation lang natin para patunayan sa'yo, Lord, na holy ako, bibigay ka din. Yeah. Lord, di ko na talaga gagawin to. Lord, para patunayan. Oh. Ilan ang beses na natin sinabi yan sa isang mahal natin, gagawin ko to para patunayan. And how many times did we fail? How many times did we make New Year's resolution and Christian resolutions? Jesus, from this day on. And how many times did we break those things? Why? Because the only way to move forward in holiness is to look back on what Christ did for us on the cross. Tandaan nyo, we were saved by grace through faith. Okay? On the 4th week, we'll discuss glorification. Ibig sabihin yan, one day we will be made perfect in Christ Jesus. Kaya ba natin maging perfect in Christ Jesus? Hindi. It is only by grace through faith that will be made perfect in Christ Jesus. So itong gitna na to, ito yung tension natin palagi. Kasi feeling natin na saved tayo by grace, ngayon dahil sa sobrang grace na ni Lord, Lord, sobrang love mo ako, papatunayan ko ngayon sa'yo. And we don't rely on His grace, but rather we try to prove and perform for God, and we fail. Kasi dapat pa dito by God's grace. The gospel kasi is not ABC of Christianity. Alam niyo yung ABC? Nung bata kami, tinuruan kami niyan. May rap song pa ako niyan eh. A, accept that you're a sinner. B, believe in Jesus Christ. C, commit your life to Him and everything will be alright. Parang ganun. So, akala ko yung Christianity, A, B, C, gospel. Ah, gospel. Ayun. Hindi yan Christian, kailangan niya ng gospel. Like up, bro. A, accept that you're a sinner. B, believe in Jesus Christ. C, commit your life to Him. And I thought that was Christianity. But Christianity is not A to C, it's A to Z. Or Z. Depends where you're from. Or from. Okay? So, hindi siya yung parang starting point lang ang Christianity. Tapos ngayon, ako na, on my own, Lord, papakita ko na sa'yo. Paano to? No, it's A to Z. It's, Lord, I'm trusting in you in every step of the way because I cannot do this. And I have to be reminded, Lord, yung ginawa mo sa akin, yung justification na ginawa mo sa akin, kung asar na asar ka na, Lord, yung ginawa mo sa akin. Instead of counting sheep, one sheep, two sheep, three sheep. Bumalik ka na lang sa cross. Kung galit ka. Kung entitled ka, balik ka lang sa cross. Kung feeling mo ang world nagre-revolve around you, balik ka lang sa cross. We were enemies of God. But God saved, justified, and reconciled me with Him. What Christ did for us on the cross does not just ignite us to be holy. It is actually the fuel that makes us do holy things. Okay? When Jesus died on the cross, hindi yan yung pagkamatay niya. Grabe, Lord, yung ginawa mo for me. Wow, talaga. Wasak. Saksak. Diba? Feel. It's not an ignition na parang, okay, since ginawa mo yan, ako rin, gagawin ko to para sa'yo. No, don't. Lord, what you did for me, it's all the grace of God. What you did for me, Lord. So from this day on, that would be the fuel, and I would always look back at what you did for me on the cross. It will never be about me. It will be all about you. What would make me do holy things is not to prove that I love you, but because you love me, I do holy things. Wag dubi. Be do dapat. Be holy. And you start doing holy things. We don't graduate from the cross. We go deeper into the cross of Jesus Christ. Alam ko na yan. For all have sinned and fall short for the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. John 1:12, yet to all who receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave them the right to become children of God. Alam ko na lahat yan. Graduate na ako dyan. No, you don't graduate from there. You go deeper there. The more you read it, the more you cry. The more you read it, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him, Jesus wept. Hindi, mali yun. Right? Shall not perish but have eternal life. It means the more I go to John 3:16, it's not a motto. It is life for me. It fuels me to do holy things. The only way to live this life in Christ is to go back to the cross. Christ saved me, justified me, reconciled me. The time I tried to rebel, the time I tried to run away, He pursued me. And I need to be reminded of that every single day. I'm not exaggerating, every single day. And this is the reason I'm here. And the reason I am who I am. It's the love, the mercy, and the grace of Jesus. Sabi nga ng aking uncle na si Jose Rizal, ang hindi marunong lumingon sa pinanggalingan ay hindi makakarating sa paroroonan. The only way to move forward is to look back. The only way for me to go forward in holiness is to look back on what Christ did for me. It keeps me grounded. Keeps me humble. It keeps me dependent on God because I know it's all by grace. My Christian walk, my walk with the Lord will never be about my strength and trying to win the approval of God. I am approved. That's why I walk this way. The answer isn't trying to do harder in the Christian life, but to comprehend fully the justification. Christ saved, Christ justified, Christ reconciled. I'm a sinner, He saved me and says, you're so by it. That's justification. It's dwelling there. Galatians 2:16. Yet we know, and I want to end with this. Can I ask the worship team to come up here? Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law. Hindi ka ron na justify dahil sa bait mo, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also believe in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, because by works of the law, no one, big words, no one will be justified by going to church. No one will be justified by giving millions of pesos to the poor and to the church. No one will be justified dahil barkada tayo. No one will be justified by works. It is by believing on what Christ did on the cross. I want to end with a quote by Charles Spurgeon. He says, my hope lives not because I am not a sinner, but because I am a sinner for whom Christ died. My trust is not that I am holy, but that being unholy, He is my righteousness. My faith rests not upon what I am or shall be or feel or know, but in what Christ is, in what He has done, and in what He is now doing for me. I trust in Christ alone to help me go through life. I look back at what He did on the cross, and that is my starting point to move forward in holiness. Can we just all stand up right now? I want us to sing this song as a response and a prayer before the Lord. And I'm going to end in a prayer and challenge some people. Just worship right now.
Thy stripes be our healing. Thy nail pierced hands were free. By His blood will wash me. Now we have the victory. The house it is broken, Jesus overcame it all. He has won our freedom, Jesus has won it all. Hallelujah, You have won the victory. God is risen, He is alive, He won the victory, He reigns on high. Our God is risen, He is alive, He won the victory, He reigns on high.
just to declare something today. If you confess that Jesus is Lord, if you're saying, I'm a child of God, I am a son of God, Jesus died for my sin, I want you to declare something powerful today. If that's you, can you just lift both your hands? You're saying, Jesus died for me, I believe that. Jesus rose from the grave, I believe that. Jesus poured out His grace and love upon me, I believe that. If that's you, lift up your hands, and I want you to declare this. I want you to say, thank you, Jesus, because you made me holy. I am holy. I am holy. I am holy. I thank you, Jesus, because you made me holy. Lord, we come to you today, Lord. Lord, not boasting with the holy works that we do, but we boast on what Christ has done for us. Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for our sin. Lord, thank you that we can move forward because of what you did on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that we can do holy things because you made us holy. And so, Lord, we declare, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I want to pray for one more group here. Maybe you're here today and you know you're a sinner. You're not yet holy. You were not yet made holy. But you're saying, you know what? I want that. I want the justification. Gusto kong ma-reconcile. Gusto kong mapatawad ako sa kasalanan ko. Gusto kong mabayaran yung utang ng kasalanan ko. At gusto ko sabihin ni Lord, you are now holy. If that's you, you've never made that step of faith to believe that God did that for you. And God wants to do that through you now. And you're saying, I want to be a Christian. That's me. Can you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you. Today is your day. Today is your salvation. Just lift up your hands if that's you. Yes. Just lift up your hands. You're saying, I want my sins forgiven and I want to be declared righteous. Yes. Anybody else? Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. All right. Now I know overtime na tayo, no? But can I ask you just to step out of your seat and just come forward? We want to pray for you. Let's give a hand to all these people making this decision. Come forward. Come forward. We're going to pray. Today's your day. Today's your day. Today God is declaring you are holy. He's not looking at your past. We look to the past of what Christ did, not on our past. God wants to forgive us. God wants to redeem us. Come on, just come forward. Meron pa anybody there at the back? Right? Can I ask us to do this? Can we just stretch out our hands and pray for them? I want you to pray for them. Pray a prayer of blessing even as I pray. Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters today. Lord, today, Lord, you're taking them out from being old creation into new creation. Lord, pinapatawad mo sila sa kasalanan nila. Lord, and today you're declaring they are holy. Holy not because of what they've done, but holy because you died on the cross for their sin. Lord, I thank you that you won't take into account their past. Lord, we all have dark past, dark sins. But Lord, you're pouring out your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness. And Lord, even as you make them righteous and make them holy, the holiness of God would come upon them. And Lord, that they would start to even do holy things because of what you've done for them. Lord, we lift them up to you. Lord, maraming salamat, Lord. Thank you for your love. And Lord, I pray, Lord, for your love and your grace, Lord, to cover all of us here. Lord, that we would not be judgmental people. Lord, that we would not be people who would be proud of our good works. Lord, the reason we do holy things is because you made us holy. It's nothing to be proud of. It's just what we do. And so I pray, Lord, for each and everyone here today. Let the power of God and the grace of God come upon each and everyone today. Lord, we want an encounter with the holy with a holy God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.